Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to another day, another week of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate and your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast time here on this good station, or maybe on the internet, wherever you are listening today. We thank you for giving us this privilege to be a part of your day, and you making us a part of yours, and you're becoming a part of our day here on the Sounds of Faith. And we're going to get right into it. Don't normally start the program with an orchestra number, but I like the way this one's sounding, and I like what it says. It's talking about all hell the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wonderful indeed. Amen. Great job there from the orchestra today. Amen. Well, we do welcome you to broadcast time today, but we also want to welcome you and give you an invitation, personal invitation, if you will, to come be a part of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are an old-fashioned church, and we believe the old King James Bible is the only Word of God, and we're certainly not ashamed of that. And of course, we still sing out of the old red book, praise God. And we'd love to have you come and visit. If you're looking for an old-fashioned church that still believes in old-fashioned worship, amening and all this, and we thank God for what God's done here and is doing here at Faith, and we would love to have you come and be a part of the Wednesday night prayer meeting service, which is our next scheduled service, and that'll be at 7 o'clock this coming Wednesday night. And then this coming Lord's Day, we will have services, and we do begin with Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock, the choir kicks off our music, our worship time, and then, of course, at 6 o'clock, we come back for the evening service, and we would count it a real joy to have you and your family, whoever, to come and be a part of the services here at Faith. We're located right on the corner of Highway 18 South, about 5 miles from Shelby, at the intersection of Highway 180, only 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. We would indeed count it a real joy to have you in any of these services. So come on by, pay us a visit. We got your seat saved. Come on, and we'll get you a good seat, and we appreciate you being a listener to the Sounds of Faith, and we would love to have you come worship in person right here in the auditorium of the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, here's a good choir number. If you come on a Sunday, you hear a song something like this from the choir. It says, "Because You Love Me." Amen.
On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me.
number there from the choir. Amen. Great truth. I'm glad that he loved me. Amen. That's the only reason I've got the opportunity to love him. And, you know, we love him because he first loved us. Amen. And I believe this with all my heart, that there is, just as much as I have two physical parents, amen, that was being Mike and Brenda Owens. Of course, my mom's in heaven. My dad's still with us. He'll be 81 this year, and I'm thankful for him and for my mom. They gave me life. They gave me birth, and they gave me maybe who I am today as far as an Owens, amen. And but you know what? Our truth for the days of this week is going to be about the spiritual birth. I believe just as much as I've got a physical parents, I believe there's as a spiritual parent. I believe, now this is my personal opinion, you may have a difference, but I believe it's the Word of God and the Spirit of God, because you can't get saved without either one of them. Amen. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word, the Bible says. And of course, the Spirit of God is the one that draws us and convicts us and convinces us. Well, that being said, today we'll be looking at some thoughts about the spiritual birth this week. And let's look at one out of the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. A lot of our good time boys have forgot about this verse in the Word of God. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians and 5 and 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, our meeting with Christ always makes the difference. We will know it. So will others. And boy, I tell you, that's why we can let our light shine before men. So the Bible says, so they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Well, I tell you, don't ever discount the light that shines up from you as the Lord Jesus Christ is in you. And praise God, the Bible says he's the hope of glory. Amen. What a great truth. Amen. Well, let's follow up that great truth with a sweet time of prayer. I invite you to join me as we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, asking You, dear Lord, to forgive us of any sin that may be in our life, whether it may be in our thoughts, maybe in our lips, maybe in our hands or in our feet or our actions. Lord, I pray You'd cleanse us from it today. Now, Lord, I pray that You'd help us today as we try to live for You. I want to say thank You for Your blessings. I thank You for letting us have another day to do what we do here. And I'm thankful, God, for the privilege to broadcast again and promote the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm thankful for that today. God, You've been good to us. And God, we magnify Thy precious and wonderful name. Now, Lord, I pray for those that may be listening today that maybe are carrying a heavy burden today. I pray, God, that You'd lighten that burden. But, Lord, if You don't take us out of the storm, I'm glad that You're in the storm with us. And I pray, dear Lord, today that You'll continue, God, to just manifest Yourself in our storm today. God, for those that may not be saved today, we pray especially for them today. Those that may be listening, and God, those that may not be. And I pray, God, You speak to their hearts. I pray, God, You'll finger around that soul, God, that they'll be drawn to the Savior, I pray. I thank You again for Jesus and for the salvation that we have through His blood. It's in Christ's name I do pray today. Amen. 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 Well, we're going to hear a classic old quartet style Southern gospel song from way back. I remember hearing this when I was a boy. Amen. Our Sounds of Faith recorded it on one of their CDs, and we have access to that today. And I'm thankful for that. And this song talks about, this is not the one I'm thinking about. This is, I tell you what, we can still play it right here, though. And since I've already built it up, amen, One Scarred Hand, amen. Classic old song, that good old-fashioned Southern Gospel style quartet. I like it. Amen. And I hope it was a blessing unto your heart. Well, speaking of blessings, amen, one that's already in heaven today and been there for a few years now, and Miss Joanne Warlick. And I tell you, we're going to play one of hers today. And a song that asked a great question, talking about heaven. And she says, I wouldn't miss it, would you? Hope it'll be a blessing and a question to your heart today.
I have heard of a land on the faraway strand. I wouldn't miss it, would you? Built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. and our life's crown is worn. I wouldn't miss it, would you? All our sorrows will end, and our voices will blend. I wouldn't miss it, would you? I wouldn't miss it, would you? Oh no, I wouldn't miss it, would you?
What's your answer? Are you going to miss it? Are you going to go? Amen. I surely hope that you know the Lord today. And I praise God that we have the opportunity to say without any fear or favor of man today that Jesus is still the way to heaven, the only way to heaven. Amen. He tells us that in John chapter number 14, verse number 6. Did he not? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way you can get there is through Jesus. And I hope that you know him today. Well, kind of going to do a little, I don't know what you would call it. We're going to look at a couple chapters, maybe not all the verses, but just in reading and just passing through, I noticed some things out of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9 and chapter number 10. I've noted here, 15 or so different characters in which Christ appears for us. And, you know, we make the statement, you know, he is all that we need. And, you know, that's true. And I heard a preacher say this, and I liked it, and I've been saying it too. You know, I'm not just Jesus only. I'm Jesus everything, friend. And I believe we can see that in these two chapters of the book of Hebrews. Now, I don't know for sure who wrote the book of Hebrews. I have my personal opinion. I personally believe that Paul the Apostle penned it because of the style of the writing. It mirrors a lot of his other writings. But we don't know for sure. But I do know this for sure, that whoever wrote it was under the direction of the Spirit of God, just like all the other 39 or so writers of the Word of God. And I believe in the preservation of the Bible, of the King James. I believe in that. If God is God enough to save my soul, then I think he can preserve, he can watch over the translations of the Word of God into our English language today. I don't think there's anything missing. I don't think there's anything there that should not be there. I don't believe there's any better translation. I don't believe there's any better renderings of words. I believe exactly what the Word of God has got before us today. Well, that being said, there's some things that I believe we can get help from, and to know that Christ Jesus, for us. Now, you can say someone is for you. You can say that they're supporting you. Or you can say they're there for me. In other words, Christ has manifest himself in these characters for our benefit. And I want you to notice, first off, in the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and verse number 12, I see here, he is manifested here as the propitiation to atone. I see this in verse number 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. I'm so glad to know today that, hey, you can call us bloody religionists, you can call us whatever, a slaughterhouse religion, but friend, the Bible makes it very clear, it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that our sins have been washed away. So we see, first off today, that Christ is, he's the propitiation to atone. You can go to another verse, and it talks about, refers back to the Old Testament, for in the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to purify. What the sacrifices of the Old Testament did temporarily, the blood of Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, does eternally. And I believe that. But you go on down another verse, and you'll see that he's not only the propitiation to atone, but he's the purifier to cleanse. In verse 14 of Hebrews 9, it says, "And much more shall, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." I mean, there's so many verses, and we sometimes, I think I read 2 Corinthians 5:17 in our truth for the day, where it says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Listen, this here in verse 14 really mirrors that verse. I mean, how much more? I mean, if Christ's blood is pure, how, it says, then who through the eternal Spirit offered himself, hey, that he'll purge our conscience from dead works. To say there's no, there don't have to be a lifestyle change. Listen, the eternal salvation of God cannot be brought about in one's heart and it not bring about a change in one's life. I mean, I don't see how in the world can people be so spiritually ignorant to say that someone as big as God can move in someone's life and it not tell on the outside. Well, it's like the little boy that went to church Sunday school talking about, you know, he was just a little 6-7-year-old boy, and his teacher talking about how Jesus lives inside of us if you're saved. And he asked his daddy when he got home, "Dad, how big is Jesus?" And his dad, you know, not having ever seen him, he said, "I don't know. I guess he's probably about 6 feet tall." And the little boy says, "Well, my teacher in Sunday school told me that if I'm saved, that I got Jesus living inside of me." He said, "If that's true, if Jesus is inside of a Christian, shouldn't, and he's that big, shouldn't he be sticking out somewhere?" Oh, yeah. I mean, that little boy may have not knew nearly what he was talking about, but he said a truth, friend. If Jesus, hey, if we've got Jesus, hey, he's going to be poking out. He's going to be sticking out somewhere on us. There's going to be a mark somewhere on us. Hey, because he's not just a propitiation to atone. He is the purifier to cleanse. But notice also when we are clean. But then when we do sin, where is he? What is he? And verse number 15, we see not only those two, but he's the mediator. He's the mediator to act. The Bible says in verse 15, "For this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Hey, listen, he's not just the one that cleans me up, praise God. He's not just the one that purifies me. But when I do fall and I do fail and I do sin, praise God, he's my go-between. Hey, he's the mediator. He acts upon my on my behalf, and he stands between me and the Father and said, "I bought him. I paid for him. I paid for that sin." And boy, I tell you what, he's a mediator. The Bible says there is one advocate with the Father. Hey, there's one mediator between man and God, and that is Jesus Christ, the righteous. So as we continue on, that's 3 of 15 that we hope to give you this week of what Jesus is for us. He is our propitiation to atone. He is our purifier to cleanse. He's our mediator to act. And there's so many more that's going to be a blessing to our hearts. And I pray that as we get into it this week that you'll stay with us every day. Don't miss a day. Don't miss a point. Because I believe what the Word of God said. Hey, it's not about the preacher. It's about the Word of God. The Word of God will help us. And we're praying for you. And may God bless you. And be back with us tomorrow. And keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.